Emotions ran high at the most recent legislative hearing in Trenton with regards to operations at NJ Transit. Those who ride the rails in New Jersey on a regular basis and use New Jersey Transit to get to and fro aren't always thinking about the agency behind the system. But that certainly wasn't the case at a most recent hearing in Trenton. Todd Beretta was fired about 5 months after he took the job as New Jersey Transit's compliance officer. He mentioned to state lawmakers he was told not to put anything in writing about the problem he found. He said a shortage of engineers forced the cancellation of trains and claimed safety officer trainees were given the answer to tests.
I want the public to know that New Jersey Transit is an agency that's in peril and in great need of assistance and needs an entire new direction for its management.
Asked whether the public should feel safe when using New Jersey Transit, Beretta gave an alarming response.
While it's nice to think that they're fail-safe, I also know that there's nobody on watch as backup. I would prefer not to ride the system. I would prefer not to put my son on the system.
New Jersey Transit Executive Director Steve Santoro told lawmakers the agency does not have a pervasive culture of discrimination and mismanagement.
You know, the context of his testimony, we're wondering how we're operating at all, if there's complete dysfunction.
Nancy Erica Smith is a civil rights lawyer. She told state lawmakers there is a toxic, corrupt, sexist, and racist atmosphere at the agency.
If HR and EEO won't help victims, and they don't at New Jersey Transit, and employees who complain are openly retaliated against, who in their right mind will complain?
Steve Santoro dismissed what he called over-the-top allegations by civil rights lawyers that the agency had a sexist and racist atmosphere and retaliates against workers who complain.
New Jersey Transit has a zero-tolerance policy on discrimination. We have taken and will continue to take steps to discourage unlawful discrimination and ensure a diverse and tolerant workplace.
Ravi Sadaraju heads an employment law firm in Princeton. He told lawmakers rampant litigation at New Jersey Transit is compromising its long-term mission.
When an employer is seen as being indifferent or hostile to the rights of its own workers, as New Jersey Transit must after these results, it has a deleterious impact on a workforce. Workers feel demoralized that their rights are not respected, and that their employer is fighting those who are standing up for themselves and others.
While Executive Director Santoro dismissed the claims mentioned at the hearing, lawmakers there say reform legislation will be forthcoming.